This call is being recorded.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Good evening.
Give it a few more minutes, still early. Get everyone on.
Hello, Twan's on the line.
Welcome in. We're giving everybody a few more minutes.
All right.
We got a couple more minutes and a few people I see still need to sign in. And before we get started, I just want to let everyone know I am at home today. Had a sick kid, so if we hear some noise in the background and a pizza delivery dude coming in through the door, I apologize ahead of time.
Cool, you ordered pizza for
me. Hey, I can at least do something. Okay, see, we're still missing a few people at 5 o'clock. I just want to give it another minute or so before we get started. Looks like we're missing just a few.
Who's up near Chicago?
I'm going to guess it's our guest. We have two guests on. Is that you, Andrew?
Yes, it is. It's me, Andrew. Awesome. I'm from the Chicago suburbs.
Andrew, I do some work with my company up in Rosemont.
Okay. Up where, you said?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Up where?
In Rosemont, near O'Hare Airport.
Yeah, yeah. Up in the, much closer to downtown. I grew up on the southwest suburbs, closer to Joliet, but more on the Chicago side, Orland Park, Tinley Park area.
Right. We, my company owns Life Source Blood Services up in the Chicago area. So it's a big blood donation center, and our headquarters is in Rosemont, but we have about 30 collection centers around the greater Chicago area.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think we met in Pittsburgh, didn't we?
We probably.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Eric on. I'm waiting for Patrick and Matt and Barney and Craig Winkleman. So I apologize for the delay, but let's just give it another minute or so. All right. I don't want to wait too long and make this go on much longer. I just don't know if we've got a quorum right now. Hold on. One, two. Jason, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Let's see. Two. I think we need... We are one short of a quorum right now. We gotta wait. Hold on. I'm gonna check back. All right, we're going to move forward because we don't have anything to vote on necessarily today, so I think we can get it kicked off, and I'm sure a couple others will hop on the call here in a little bit. So I'm going to call this meeting, this regular meeting of the Alpha Rho Alumni Chapter to order, and if you guys could hop onto the Uber Conference website, that would be great so you can see what's going on and who's on the call. So, Secretary John George, would you please call roll for us?
Yeah, real quick, I apologize. Are we officially with the three gentlemen for the regional leaders?
They're not voting members, but for our purposes today,
okay.
let's just go ahead. And yeah,
okay.
I'd like for you to call them during roll.
Got it. Bob Loughner, AP 68 regional leader for the Pittsburgh area. Anthony Grayley Twan, regional leader for the Charleston, West Virginia area.
Here.
Eric Baldwin, AP412 regional leader for the DC area. I think I got that right.
I'm here.
Patrick Farley, AP67, member at large.
Here.
Jordan Feathers, AP348, vice president, chief risk officer. I got that number wrong.
438, but here.
I'm dyslexic today. Craig Winkleman, AP69, vice president, fundraising. Jason Hyatt, AP466, vice president, chief information officer.
I'm here.
John George is here. Patrick Folio, AP147, treasurer, chief financial officer. Chris Barney Denson, AP360, VP, chief operating officer. Matt Lotha, AP628, executive vice president. Tom Begley, AP284, president, chief executive officer.
I am present.
And I believe Andrew's with us. Andrew, how do you pronounce your last name?
Andrew Bublitz.
Bublitz, okay. And is Carrie joining us?
I'm in Charlotte right now. I'm actually just at home.
Okay. Was Carrie going to do this today?
Yeah, Carrie just got called into something else for some scholarships work that she's doing, but she was going to, so she passes her regards. And I'll
thank
you for an introduction whenever we get around to that.
Anyone else on the call? Tom, take it away.
That's it. All right, thanks. So, Andrew, while we've got you on the line now, guys, Andrew decided to join us, so I wanted to give him just a brief few minutes to introduce himself. Carrie was supposed to be on. I'm sure he'll introduce Carrie and what her role is. There's been some staff changes, and we've got some new folks working with us. So, Andrew, welcome aboard, and thank you for taking the time to join us. And I want to just give you the floor and just go for it.
Sure. So my name is Andrew Bublitz. I just graduated almost 3 years ago from Western Illinois University, the IOTA Row chapter, and so I was a founding father there. And was only really active for about 2 years before I graduated, and afterwards I participated in the Journey of Hope. I was a cyclist in the summer of 2015, and I was in the office starting in January of 2016 as the project manager for this year's team. So I got the opportunity to work with some of you and meet some more of you and when the team came through Pittsburgh, and that was kind of my introduction to the Alpha Row chapter this past summer. And so that was a real treat. And when I got back, and I started working for the fraternity in what was Rob Oliveri's position as Director of Alumni Engagement. So in this position, my primary responsibilities are working with the different alumni organizations, so both alumni chapters, housing corporations, and our different affinity groups, and different alumni recognition, and so kind of our Legion program, and 30 into 30 awards, and different ways that we recognize some of our alumni. In addition to our initiatives revolving around the senior transition and different young alumni pieces. So that's what I do. Mostly with IOTA Row, I definitely kind of serve as the contact in the national office. So when it comes to putting together newsletters and then any distribution of those, any other graphics needs, just a lot of the small stuff, and that kind of helps you guys do what you do. In any way I can assist, that's kind of my goal and what I do there. So I know this week we just shipped out the retractable banner to you guys. That was ordered yesterday, so that's good. And then, you know, when it comes to looking through stuff like the photo file, I know I got an email from Pat about the history project and stuff. So whenever I can help out and stuff like that, all aboard. And then Carrie Clifford's is just moved over. She has been at the foundation for the past 4 years. She was a director of advancement for the foundation, so knows a good amount of the alumni and has worked pretty closely with them. And she's still transitioning in that role, so she still has some of her foundation responsibilities, including scholarships, which is what she's working on right now, unfortunately. But her main focus is event planning, and anything that goes along with that. So she's your kind of your contact when it comes to, you know, getting different events up on the website and registration pages and any other support when it comes specifically to events. And so that's what the two of us do. I think I covered the basics at least. If anybody has any questions, more and more specifics, anything like that, I'd love to kind of take a minute to answer any of those.
Well, I just, you know, we really rely on
Hello?
Did we lose Tom?
Foundation. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I'm just looking forward to working with you guys, continuing what we started last year and carrying that forward. Andrew, can you just give us a quick update on the order status of that banner, or do you think we're going to get it on time?
Yeah, we ordered it yesterday, and they usually have a one to two day print time, and then it should be shipped. So that'd be tomorrow. Really shipped, and it's supposed to get there in the very early part of next week on Monday or Tuesday. And I've got a tracking number that I'm going to forward to you guys as well, if you can just kind of watch that.
Okay,
in real time.
Fantastic. That's perfect. Patrick just jumped on the call too, so it's coming to his house, correct?
Yep, with the address we have for him. So.
Great. Perfect. All right. Excellent. Thanks again, Andrew. We're all real happy to have you, and you know, you're free to join any of these calls or whenever you feel like you want to share some information that you think we need to know. You know, by all means, you're welcome on our monthly calls. We'll keep you posted
sure.
on when those are.
Yeah, no, I think I got a few more things. Obviously, there's a bit of transition going on with the role and trying to pick up where Rob left off and figure out some more things. But a few things that were kind of starting is someone is coming in the office to do alumni newsletters as their position. So before, we kind of helped kind of inconsistently with making those and distributing those. But we have someone coming in, so for all our alumni chapters, we're going to have that as a resource to help make and help distribute any newsletters or news like email blasts, anything like that. We've done it in the past, but we're trying to get a more standardized and kind of push that as more of a service and kind of one way that we help our alumni chapters. We're also trying to start an alumni chapter newsletter of sorts, just for members of alumni chapters to kind of let them to share like success stories and different things that are going on for different alumni chapters. Hopefully the idea of that is to kind of spur some new ideas and let other members see what other chapters are doing well and how they're doing events and different stuff like that. So we're still trying to figure out the exact, like how it differs from the Star and Lamp, but that's going to be something coming up in the next month or two here as well.
Great. That's excellent. Yeah. We'll look forward to that. We just voted last month to begin doing our monthly e-newsletters electronically, and hopefully this month will be our first month, but then going forward, maybe we could get your help and coordinate that with you guys to get some good content and push it out there. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, great. Well, again, welcome aboard, and I probably should have told you this beforehand. You're more than welcome to stick around and listen to what we're doing and going through the meeting. If you have to drop off, we would not be offended, but love to have you stick around as long as you'd like.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'll definitely stick around for at least the next 10, 15 minutes or so, and I'll have to go and eat something at some point, but love to hear what you guys are up to and get a better idea.
Great. Okay. All right, let's move on to the rest of the meeting. Can we have the reading of the minutes to the last meeting? Or a motion to dispense with that.
I move to dispense.
Um, Okay, Jason, move to dispense. I got a second. Patrick, without objection, we'll move on. Okay.
Second.
All right, let's move into our officer reports, starting with the regional leaders. Hey, Eric, why don't you get started and just tell us what's going on this weekend and anything else you've got planned around the BYU game?
There's a game this weekend? I'm just kidding. there's a tailgate this weekend at FedEx Field. Tad has been on Facebook and other places trying to get the information on who's going to be there. So if you got anybody from any of the other areas are coming, please let Tad know on Facebook so he can purchase enough food and drink for all that are coming. I did contact the regional governor that you put me in contact with, Tom, and please excuse me because I'm awful with names. What's his name again?
You put me on the spot. Jason?
Yeah, I know. David sounds right.
Chris. David, yeah, sorry. Damn. David.
So I did talk to him, and he actually had invited guys to an event this past week. It was kind of short notice, but I did push that out to our members here in the area. I'm not sure if anybody made it yet or not. I'm going to follow up on that. Other than that, this weekend we're going to do some more recruiting for homecoming. I've been bugging people and begging, but not with a whole lot of success. But really going to work quite a few people this weekend to see if I can get them to come in for homecoming.
That'd be great. I would really hope that we could get a few people that might just last minute decide to come. And I understand that you could still find some hotel rooms in town. So. Please share that information if anybody is looking for hotel rooms. It appears that there's some left. Great. I appreciate that.
If I could add real quick, Eric, while you're there, send them to the website. Like, Todd's information has been updated since 2004, so remind them we need updated info.
I'll do that as soon as I get off the call.
That's great. And also, feel free, if you want to do a mass email about this weekend and where you're going to be, send it over to me or Jason and we'll get it out to the entire group just as, in case somebody's going to be there. If you've got info on it and you want to spread it, let me know.
On that note, can somebody, it may be easily accessible, maybe not, but send me an updated email list for the guys in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area.
Yeah, we can do that. Jason, you have the ability to sort that, right?
Yeah, I'll see what I can get you. I can probably get you something, at least Virginia, D.C., by state, probably.
It's still by state, and then I'll figure out by address if they're close enough to D.C. or not.
Sounds good.
All right, great. Okay, fantastic. Tuan, you got anything for looking for coming up next weekend?
This week I've been communicating with a few people, but there's really not too many actually in the Charleston area. right now there's not a lot of people coming up. I'm trying to check with Fred Lewis. He's up there. He should be going up. His son now, there's a school up there. I'm checking with Brent and Chris Allen. And Phil Michael often goes up, so I'm checking with all those guys right now to see if they're heading up.
Phil's coming up. Brent can't come up. If you could reach back out to Fred and Chris Allen and maybe some of the others that you know of and push them up our way, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah,
and go ahead.
I've been working on a few others, Virgil, Butch Marshall, Chris Chaponik. Chris Chaponik has something scheduled. Butch had been thinking about it a couple months ago, had mentioned very interested in going up, but haven't heard anything from him in a couple months, which is typical of him. He goes off the radar screen sometimes. But so I don't have anything else other than that, but I'm going to be talking to Phil about after homecoming to pick a away game to kind of have a local football watch party.
Yep. Yeah, great. And on that note, know, you guys have some money to spend like you did last year. So by all means, do that. Let's pick up some apps for the guys. And, you know, work it in with David up there in D.C. And then Charleston, just, you know, work the guys and see what you can get put together. But don't be afraid to pull the trigger and spend a few bucks on a decent event. Just make sure it's planned out and advertised and, you know, given enough time for guys to get together. Anything else from you guys?
Hey, Tom, what's the spend on that? Because Tad's already spent a bunch of his own money. We were just going to pay him back, so.
$250.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you.
Great. Or if he can do that, then he'd become an active member of the alumni chapter. You know, six and one half the other. It's up to you. Just let me know.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right. Fantastic. Anything else from either of you before we move on?
Okay, I am planning on going up. I'm planning on going up, coming up on Friday. And somebody mentioned I had an RSVP, but I thought I did a while back. I still need to get in the system and put my donation in, though. So,
I don't recall seeing that RSVP, and Jason and I.
You're in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Good.
Okay, we just got a brand new one from Giles Davidson just about a minute ago. Literally.
Get out of here.
I just came in.
This is Patrick Folio. I just put it in. He is coming.
Good. That's fabulous.
Wow.
That's always great news to hear. Okay. Let's
I think we lost Tom again.
Yeah, I can't hear you again, Tom. Hey, Tom.
You got a bad line.
Yeah. He probably ripped the phone out of the wall. Anything like my little ones.
You
got me?
There you are.
Am I back?
You're back.
Hey, I'm gonna call back in.
Jason, it's Patrick. Just so I just added Giles in, and I'm adding Victor in. Off the top of my head, I don't know their AP numbers, so if you have a list where you can look them up,
I'll do that. And I'll forward you. I can export a list, a spreadsheet of everybody that's RSVP'd. I'll forward that to you, and it'll list guests, things like that.
Perfect.
All right. Tom just texted me. He's dialing in. 67, if you want to go ahead with your report.
Sure. I think I sent to most of you the last update of the written narrative for the history. I'm pretty much at a standstill for writing at the moment for a couple of reasons. One is that we've kind of migrated in the narrative out of a time frame that I'm familiar with and really have any knowledge of what was happening with the undergraduate chapter at the time. So Tom has been trying to encourage some people to chime in and give some information over to me, not necessarily in any written format, but just thoughts on paper would certainly work for the writing, to be able to fill in some blanks between the end of the 1980s and coming into the current year, 2015, when we close the chapter. So if anybody has any information with that, I'm still hoping to get a box of information from Craig Winkleman. We're still trying to work it, to get that out of North Carolina up to my office here in Pittsburgh. One of the other projects, though, that I'm
well, part of the other project that I'm working on while the narrative is resting is working on the spreadsheets of information that we have in our Google Docs section for the chapter. If anybody wants to chime in with those as well and try to fill in as much information as possible. I did send an email to Andrew this week looking to see if we have any electronic record or any type of record of green reports or something that we can find over the years that may help us fill in some of the holes of who the executive councils were. And I need to really get Jay Morano back on board because I know he's got a bunch of information about the 80s and 90s when he was more actively involved with the undergraduate at that time too. So I'm getting ready to go into beast mode, which happens to me every October with work. I'm upgrading our software systems at the office, and I probably will not be participating in writing during the month of October. So for me, I'm getting ready to wind down, and we'll probably pick this up in November to start writing again. So if anybody has anything, send it over. I would appreciate it.
Hey, can you guys hear me now?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, Tom.
Mike,
you're on the website. Try
to switch to Verizon.
Try using the website, Tom, audio. All right, he's trying to get back in. For now, I'll go ahead and go from there. Next up, we have for officer reports, Jordan, PP, Chief Risk Officer. Anything new on embroider for clothing order?
Yes, thanks to AP67. I did look at the somethinggreek.com website. They have all the things that we had been previously ordering, t-shirts, polos, and the kind of quarter zip, half zip. It looks like through that website we may even be able to save a few dollars when it comes to not only the price of the garments but also the embroidery. The biggest thing now will be to make an order and see what kind of turnaround it is compared to what we were doing before through the PICAP store. So if we can get in some more people that will qualify for that, I'll make another order when we get it, and we'll see how quickly that goes. That's all I have.
Sounds
hey,
good.
Hey, Jordan, it's 67. Just so you'll know, when I had my custom jacket made, from the time I called them till the time it arrived in my house was about 4 to 5 days.
That's very good. Was it one piece or multiple pieces or?
No, with the jacket had to have the letters put on the back. It had to have the crest embroidered on the front. It had to have the number 67 on both sleeves embroidered. So it was okay. A pretty big job, and they got it out from there probably within 3 days of their of placing the order.
That sounds good. Yeah, it sounds like from what I was researching there, they do it all in-house, which is good compared to
right. Having
to go through the PICAP store and then find a separate embroiderer. So yeah, as soon as we get some orders, I'll get it going.
Sounds good. Hopefully we can get some donations drummed up here this weekend at the BYU game and next weekend. Next up was Craig. I don't believe he's on the phone, so we'll skip his report right now. For me, I don't have a whole lot to report. Still working, updating the website. Still looking for content. If you guys have anything you want on the website, anything you can think of, I've been doing some Throwback Thursdays. Going to try to get back into that. Any pictures you guys come across you think will be fun, just shoot them to me. You know, we'll get them out there, a little blurb, some background, whatever, you know, caption put up there. Other than that, I've been updating the homecoming weekend website. One thing I'll ask, and you know, Eric, while you're at the tailgate, just mention to the guys, hey, glad to see you. Just throw out there, have you updated your info on the website? It takes 2 minutes. They can literally do it from their phone right there with you. But we've got a lot of guys, it looks like, that might be participating in some of these things. I don't have current information for it, and a lot of these are a decade old, so I doubt it's current. So that's the only other thing. Let's keep driving people. You know, we've got a core of updates, about 100 or so that, you know, we've got, but there's still a lot of people out there that my stuff is 10, 12, 15 years old. So it's not current. Most of it's from the 35th, if it's been an update, or the 30th, actually, I think. Other than that, we did place an order for some beer koozies with, we did 50 that just have the logo on the front, and on the back they have Alpha Rho Alumni Chapter 2016 Alumni Chapter of the Year. And then we ordered 50 Save the Date to hand out at the tailgate for our spring alumni weekend. And those have been shipped. I should have them, you know, late this week, early next week, ready at the tailgate to hand out. Just something to get our name out there, to save the dates. We plan on handing all those out this weekend or next weekend. And then the koozies, I'm going to keep some and kind of try to do some giveaways, you know, drive some people to the website, update some information, things like that. Just something to spur some things on. And then I'm also going to order, I think, some keychains or something. The national office has some through their website, just basic pie cap keychains, beer can openers, things like that. Just trying to drum something up to get people more involved, to like the post, to comment, you know, and it might just be some of those like and share this to get entered into drawing. You know, we need to get some more exposure, especially with our Facebook page, so that we're out there plastered everywhere when we're ready to come onto campus, so that, you know, it's easier to get that stuff out. The only other thing, which Patrick may cover in his report, I've been using the Facebook Boost feature. Basically, you pay to get up to the top of the page rankings to get more exposure. Seems like it's working well. I'm just going to keep playing with that. It's $10, $15 a pop here and there. I'm trying to time things, pick what I want to share, but I'll continue to do that over the next couple months and report back. But it seems like the exposure is at least increasing. Once the weekend's up, when we get everything posted, I'll share that. You know, hopefully that'll drive some more people to the website. But other than that, that's really all I have. Like I said, the biggest thing, if you're talking to anybody about coming in, anybody that, you know, you haven't talked to in a while or you haven't seen them active, just at least ask them if they've been to the website to update their info. It's simple, wvupiecap.org. The links are all there. That's all I have into my report.
Hey, can you hear me? Next.
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I apologize. I don't know what's wrong with my cell phone. I could hear you guys, but you couldn't hear me. Hey, just a couple of ideas for homecoming for social media. Using the live feature for Facebook, doing some of those live posts, and also that new feature on Instagram. I'd like to do a couple of those from the tailgate, maybe from Fishbowl. Well, you're not going to be in for Fishbowl, but definitely for the tailgate.
I can get you the login stuff so you can go live if you want from Fishbowl.
Okay.
If you're fine.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. All right. Okay. Hey, I just want to touch back. I want to go back to the history project. One of the things that I would like for us to be able to do, and I will talk to some of the younger guys, is I reached out to a few people to ask them just for anything, any bullet points about the time that they were in during their time in the 90s and the aughts and then the 10s. We just need to reach out. We just got to get somebody to do it. Somebody to, you know, grab on to a 4 or 5 year time period and actually do that. So if anybody has any ideas about who we can talk to, or if you could reach out to somebody late 95 through 2000 and then the 2000s and 2010s, let me know. Let Patrick know. We got to move this thing along. I really want that thing done. And I understand that, you know, Patrick's going to be shut down for a good period of time. So we'll rock that. I do want to spend just a second on Craig's stuff. And I get it. Craig's a busy dude. And he's, you know, dealing with running a full-time dental practice, single dad, I get it. But we got to move this thing along. We're spending money, and we're not replenishing it with donations, and we've got to get our contribution campaign going. So I'm going to try to reach out to Craig again. I texted him. I tried calling him a couple times this week. I had no luck. And if we can't move forward with Craig, I think we're going to have to look in a different direction to be able to move some things along, because it's way too important for us. And we are allowing and letting some really positive momentum slip. And it's making my stomach hurt, but we'll go into that. All right. Next up is our Secretary and Chief Communication Officer, John. Any update or any progress or anything done with the thoughts on the monthly newsletter?
Yeah, on the newsletter, you know, I have my previous design, and I did not reach out to Andrew about the templates that they have, and I'll do that later this week. I'm not sure if Andrew's still with us. I think it may have dropped off, but with regards to the aesthetics of it all. But my thought from you guys, typically in the past, we had some special dates, key dates, anniversaries, births, et cetera. I'm not sure where that information lives and breathes right now. Jason, is there any of that stuff in your databases?
Right now, I don't have anything. I can try to look through the one Dyson had, but it seems to me we didn't. That's something that I want to add to our form. And, you know, now that we've got enough updates, maybe we can do that. But right now, no, I have nothing concrete to give you.
We have at least have birth dates, don't we?
We have, brother's birth dates, yes. Yeah, and I can sort those.
Hey, can I make a suggestion? This is Eric. Contact National, because my kids get birthday cards for them.
Okay.
So they have it.
All right, okay. We'll get with Andrew.
All right, I'll reach out to them. And then so therefore we may, Jason, I don't know how we bridge the gap of that information from National to us. Either way, as long as someone has it, that's fine. I didn't want to put things in there that if we miss somebody, then is that more of a negative than a positive to have others? So I just bring that up as a thought. Initially, the first newsletter, I think, would be something similar to the way the website reads and at the alumni chapter of the year award, and then highlighting the upcoming, well, homecoming probably, it probably got to recap homecoming and then push, the spring alumni weekend. I don't have an interest piece, but that's what I'm looking into, an interest piece on one of our brothers to see, you know, who that is right now. I don't have that answer. But I'll put some thought into that. But I would like to have something done, Tom, and, you know, it's the end of September now, but real early part of October.
That's cool.
So a recap right after the first some point.
That'll be good. And content, too, is, you know, just always include the request to go onto the website and update your contact information and the contribution campaign. No matter what, make sure those two things are always in the communications. You know, stuff like, I think I mentioned, you know, Doug Pace, one of our brothers, just had a baby. You know, we hear things like that. Congratulations to brother Doug Pace on the birth of his daughter. You know, something like that I think would be good. And then other things that we can put out there would be great. But looking forward to getting that.
And are we set with the monthly effort on that? Is that something we want to stick with?
I think so, unless you disagree or other suggestion.
No, I'm just from a content perspective. How much is new for us each month? We just need to make that up, so get some creative on it. So that's fine.
Yeah, it's not going to be a lot of new stuff going on. Recaps of what's happening and what our plans are. You could pull stuff from the Star and Lamp, and then see what the template that Andrew gives you, and see what you find. We could find filler. Not worried about that.
So that I may leave on our regional guys just for more info of their special events. That way we can highlight and preview some things that are going on to have that kind of corner. So we may have an interest piece and then highlight some alumni events, and then we'll highlight maybe a national perspective. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Absolutely. I mean, and my hope is that this is something that takes you no more than a half an hour. You know, get it out, get it just on dumped onto the on an email, and then you know, send it out to the distribution list.
That's
if you're running out of room or running out of content, go to the website and do a flashback piece. We've got a bunch of stuff from the summer, Journey of Hope, you know, the Supreme Chapter. So you could always do something like that, flashback to June or wherever.
Okay. Yeah, there'll be tons of stuff.
Got it.
Okay, great. All right, let's roll next into Patrick Folio, our Chief Financial Officer. Patrick, what do you got for us?
Good afternoon or good evening, good morning, wherever you may be. I have for you, in our current checking account, we have, and I just transferred money from PayPal, $7,399.23. Checked the post office box this weekend. There were no checks or anything in that. We have paid, or I have paid in the past 2 weeks, renewed our post office box for the next year. Also, finished the annual report for the state of West Virginia, which was another $75. So I will reimburse myself for that later on. And we did a donation while we were to the Ability Experience, so that still has to come out. If I'm missing anyone's, if anyone has submitted any expense reports in the past 2 weeks, just let me know. If I haven't sent them out, my goal is to get them all out this week. I too am now going to be hitting a busy time for the next 3 months, so I'm trying to get everything that I need to get done by the end of next week, and that's including updating the budget so that I can send it off to Jason. So if we want to post it with an actual column as to what we have spent so far through this year, I've gotten some of it in. I'm still going through my notes and just checking to see if I've missed any expenses that I may have had somewhere that I just filed in the wrong place. Other than that, I think we're good for homecoming. We have in the budget for $500. Tom and I have just started the preliminary talking about what we want to do. So I would say by the beginning of next week, we'll have a better idea as to the number of people. I don't think we'll go over 500. We would love to try to keep it below that. So we're going to keep working on that. That's it.
Hey, just remind me again real quick, how much did we transfer in from PayPal for the people that have paid?
Just closed PayPal. I think I saw from August 28th, I believe there were 4 or 5 people that paid. I will get a running tally of that and send it to you guys so that we have that as record. And I will have a list of who paid when we're in Morgantown.
And then also, one of the things that I'd like to track is the Archon and Black Diamond level members who are showing up that we're having to pay for.
Okay.
I want to make sure we're tracking that. And also, did you get the invoice for the dues for National Office? $100.
I did not. I just sent an email back just asking what address they're using for us. But I can go ahead and I'll go ahead and send that out without the invoice. And when I get it, I'll just mark that it's paid. It's due on October 15th.
There's an attachment with that email that I copied Andrew on about it. You were on it. So if you just look back through a few of mine for an attachment, you'll find it in there.
There isn't an attachment because I'm looking at it now. So I have a reminder from Andrew to pay it, but I never got.
Okay.
We have not received the original invoice that was supposed to have been mailed.
Yeah, you should have gotten a hard copy.
Yeah, we have not gotten that, and there it is. Yes, I have. God. Yeah, I have the other copy, which I can use. So we're good there.
Okay. And hey, John, did we table a motion to move the fiscal year in the last meeting? Help me refresh my memory.
Let me pull up the minutes. I'm sorry. I don't recall that.
I think what we did, Tom, was you and I had that conversation, and I was thinking, let's just leave it the way it is.
Let me look briefly here, guys.
I thought my brain is not functioning correctly. It's all right. I know I put you on the spot, John.
Keep talking about other things. Let me keep looking here.
Okay.
While we're looking that up, and Pat Farley was going to say now, I know that my source for tickets for homecoming right now has dried up. We may have some that come open next week, but I don't have any more. So I know that you sent an email, and I should have sent you an email, but I'm going to tell you right now. It's quicker if I just tell you. So I apologize.
That's fine. Thank you.
Tom.
Yeah.
I'm here. Patrick will be going through the budget and using your running tally to move amounts from one line to another. Will not be zeroing out the budget. Instead of rolling the 2016 budget into the 17 fiscal year to make budget easier, Patrick will be research changing the fiscal year from April to the calendar year. And then you asked him to propose by email.
Okay.
That we would vote in the September meeting. But
okay, that's right. Okay, thank you.
I think, Tom, you and I had a conversation where I was like, let's leave it the way it is, because I think if we fit, I know that I came down on the side of leaving it where it is.
Okay, that's up to you. I just want to make sure we didn't have any old business that was out there hanging on this particular issue. So we've cleared that up and we'll move on. Okay. Let's move forward. Barney's not on. Lafa had a client meeting tonight. He apologized for not being on. For real quick, for those two, we are still working. I've had conversations with both Barney and Foof on finishing up the phase two for the strategic planning committee. Again, like the history project, there's not a huge sense of urgency to complete it. We just want to make sure it gets done well. Both Barney has had some extraordinary family circumstances and business stuff that have really kept him kind of behind the eight ball on a lot of these things. And right now, I don't know if you guys know this, but Foof's wife is a professional triathlete, and right now is the height of her racing season. So it's a little bit difficult for him to do a lot of different things between travel and work. So we'll get it done. I'm going to have Lafa start working on Spring Alumni Weekend. I need all of you guys to put this on your calendars. It will be held the weekend of April 21st and 22nd. That's the weekend after Easter. So we should be good to go late April. Don't have any specifics yet. We'll start doing that. But at least if you guys can, please hold that date so that we can have a quorum and you guys can get into Morgantown for that weekend. Okay, I'll move into mine. I've got just a couple of things. Real quick, I touched base with Roy Baker yesterday on the chapter advisor search. And he, again, expressed his apologies for the delay in getting this completed. But he's still working on that, request for proposal or job description, something that he wants to see. So we're going to work on that together. The second thing is the Call 5 campaign. And believe it or not, we did have some good successes with this. Reached out and spoke to a couple of my era guys. And, you know, the things that we talked about, what we're trying to accomplish with this, you got to trust me when I tell you this. Make the call. Just pick up the phone and talk to somebody in your pledge class or that was close to you or just a friend and catch up with them. And you'll be surprised about where the conversation leads you. You know, I didn't have any formula that I used to try to get to this thing. A lot of the people that I talked to just started asking me about what was going on. Hey, we're seeing the emails. We're seeing the things you're doing. Hey, it was great to see you. We won the Alumni Chapter of the Year Award. I know it's a pain. I know this is something that's like, why would I do this? But I'm telling you, this is really important. It humanizes the electronic stuff that we're doing, and it's a great outreach program. So again, please do me a favor and make your five calls this month, and we'll go from there. All right, forming the 40th. Recharting Anniversary Celebration Committee. We're gonna begin and turn our attention to this hard and heavy after next weekend. So I need suggestions on who could chair this for us. And any of you that are on the call, feel free to raise your hand if you want to do it. I am wide open to who we should use to do this, but we got to get that done quickly. So spend some mental time thinking about who this could be and get it to me, and so that we can talk and start vetting it and get this committee up and running. The last thing that I want to mention is, you know, I just sense that we're kind of hitting a little bit of a wall in terms of the momentum that we had started and built. And I'm seeing a lot less email traffic back and forth. I'm seeing a lot less communications. And I don't know if it's just me over communicating or you're just, you know, sick of seeing stuff from me. And I totally get it. It's been intense. It's been a lot of work. We've done a lot in a short period of time. And I've asked a lot of you guys. But I am certainly getting the sense of being kind of weary. I'm asking you guys to just refocus a little bit on just what we can do for the next 30 days until our next call. And just do me a favor. And if I send something out, I promise I will try to keep the communications to what's really important and making sure that if I'm not doing stuff 2, 3, 4 times. But if I ask for you to reply back, or if I send you something, just do me a favor and shoot me something. Hey, Tom, I got it. I'll think about it. I'll work on it. Whatever you want to respond back, I'll take. But I just don't want to see our momentum and the good work that we've done kind of fade into the background. You know, the next 12 months for us are really important. What we're going to do next weekend in Morgantown is really important. I'm trying to set up some meetings right now with staff. Staff meaning the WVU staff, Roy Baker and Corey Ferris. We have our COO, Christian Wiggins, who's going to be joining us for the weekend. And I don't know if you guys realize what kind of a big deal that is, but, you know, second in command for the entire staff is joining us. We don't have an undergraduate chapter, and yet they're sending the COO to be with us. That's kind of where we stand in all of this. So getting, you know, FaceTime with him and putting him in touch and us in touch at the university so that we can plant back our seed of our undergraduate chapter and let it grow. That's what we're working on now. And all of this comes back to, we've got to just maintain the fact that what we're doing is right. What we're doing is making sure that we set a foundation that allows our student chapter and us to be able to have events for the, you know, foreseeable future, for as long as we can. And so at times when it's difficult, at times when you just, I don't want to deal with it, or I've got too much on my plate right now, if you could take 5 or 10 minutes and just do a little bit of work on the fraternity stuff, it would definitely make a difference. So I know that it's been a lot, and I promise you that I'll try to keep the communications to just what's absolutely necessary for you to hear and for what you to respond to. Okay. All right. That's all I've got. Go ahead. Who's that?
Just an FYI, as you're starting to officials at WVU, I have it on good authority that the bloodletting and layoffs is going to start at WVU shortly. It's looking like 100 faculty will be the first wave, and then 420 staff.
So wow.
That's going to be the first round. So I don't know how that affects student life or anything like that, but you know, if you're not getting responses, I don't know when it's starting, but just want to give you a heads up on that.
Well, I that's first I'm hearing of it. So let's hope it doesn't have any impact on Greek life and you know, Dean of Students and student life. That would certainly hurt our efforts. But let's keep our pulse on that. If you hear anything official, let me know. Interesting. Okay. John, do we have any other old business that needs to come up?
I do not have any other old business.
Okay. Is there any new business from anybody?
Hey, Tom, at 67, do you want me at all in this forum to mention the idea we were kicking around about alumni expansion to other chapters?
Yeah, I mean, we're not quite an hour yet, so it's certainly yeah, absolutely, go for it.
Well, it's just a thinking point at this stage of the game, but Tom and I were kind of going back and forth about how we can get more people involved, and as we see from month to month, we have our handful of brothers who are truly running the business of the chapter right now, and with more and more to do and more events going on, and we want to have bodies available to us. One of the pieces of information after Supreme Chapter that I tuned in with the national office was potentially becoming a regional person up here in Pittsburgh, which turned out to be something totally different than what we thought it was. But in looking at that position for event planning for Pi Kappa Phi here in the Pittsburgh area, Laura McFall from the national office provided me with a report that showed that there was about 750 Pi Kappa Phi alumni in the greater Pittsburgh area. And so my conversation with Tom was whether or not for things like homecoming, tailgates, events that we're having, whether we shouldn't maybe open that up to any alumni of Pi Kappa Phi, since we have such a small Alpha Rho alumni base around Morgantown, just to get more bodies, more Pi Cap visibility. I'm sure there might be some guys in the area that wouldn't mind having a chapter function type thing to go to. We've had some very active undergraduates before that transferred from other chapters. And certainly Steve Merck coming out of Charlotte helping us as an associate chapter. So there might be some merit in looking at how to get a few more warm bodies to participate in some of the things we're trying to plan. And it's just a thinking part at this point.
Keep going. I mean, that's I'm sorry, I got distracted here for just a second.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to throw out there that is something that we might want to look at as an avenue of at least getting people involved for physical activities that we're having, whether it be tailgates at ball games or events around basketball, any sporting event type thing, that in Morgantown, we might be able to tap into those 750 to 1,000 alums who might live in the greater Morgantown area that aren't Alvaro, but we might want to start getting them involved so that we have a PICAP presence.
Yeah, and I think certainly for like Pittsburgh and, you know, I think it makes a lot of sense in Pittsburgh. I think, you know, David Corey's got it pretty wrapped up in the D.C. Baltimore area. Charleston, I don't know how many other PICAP alums are going to be in the Charleston area. I was surprised at how many are actually in and around Morgantown. And so I think it's viable for us. I think it was just a courtesy of saying, hey, look, if you're a PICAP and you want to drop by, if you're going to be at the game for a tailgate or for an event that we're having spring alumni weekend, by all means. We can cultivate those types of relationships and reach out to them just to make those connections and make those invitations. So I'd like to certainly develop that. Okay. Anybody else on that or any other new business? All right. Terrific. Well, let me open up the floor to anyone. G's and B's, by all means. I know there's quite a few things going on. So anybody? Floor's open.
Tom, on our conversation about fundraising and the need to have somebody really spearheading that, is that a service that we can get through the national office?
I would really rather not. I think what they would tend to want to do is route it through a foundation and would limit our uses of it. Yeah, I think that's something that we need to maintain that. We have to have AlphaRo members asking AlphaRos for contributions. You know, I don't want to completely dismiss it out of hand because there may be some things that they could do, but to entirely turn it over to them, I don't think we'd want to go there.
And just to speak,
whether they would have some ideas for some programs or would be able to be helpful with things like designing a capital campaign for us that we could then take on our own, or somebody to be hands-on helpful, since we don't seem to be having that vice president doing that right now.
Yeah. Jason, you were saying?
Well, I was going to say, as far as that point, I think that's kind of what Andrew and Carrie are there for. I think we need to leverage them more. But as far as the them collecting the money, things like that, from what I understand, the only thing they can help us as far as, you know, collecting, campaigning, things like that, is they're going to have a portal where they accept the money versus us doing it through eBay. But as far as the campaign stuff like that, I mean, that's probably something we could ask Andrew about, ask Carrie about. You know, I'm surprised at how much really they were willing and wanting to offer designing the header for the website. I never thought to ask them. It took them 2 days. So maybe that's something, you know, we could talk about later to just see what their input is.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I think perhaps, again, they can help us with the communications as far as any of the collections and things of that nature. I don't know if they've got the vehicle to do it other than a foundation. And again, we've talked about the limitations when we go the foundation route. Let me kind of just I want to give you guys kind of a little bit further down the road vision for what our fundraising is and it's gonna be and look like. Just go back a year, and the thought around the contribution campaign is to get us to the point where we have the student chapter financed back up, feet on the ground, to be able to put the new student chapter on a good foundation to move forward. Mike Turner and I, along with Eric, have spent quite a lot of time discussing, you know, the vision for 10, 15, 20 years down the line on what we need to do as an organization. This isn't something that I think we're going to keep as the structure as it is right now, where we're financing a budget of about $20,000 every, you know, every couple of years. I think what the longer term vision is that we're going to have to eventually either completely renovate or buy a new property. And to do that, we do have some equity in the house, but it's going to require a significant capital contribution. And Eric and Mike have already opened up discussions with a company that does this for other Greek organizations. And you literally turn it over to them for a percentage of what they collect. But they are pros at it. That's all they do. So the thought process is longer term is we turn it over to them where the bulk of the capital fundraising that gets done is for the infrastructure, for the house. And that part of that budget would be for the ongoing things that we need to do as an alumni chapter. So they'd carve out, if they were trying to raise $1 million, they'd raise, you know, 20 grand a year for our operations. That would be part of what it is. But that is a long-term vision. That's not something we're going to start tomorrow or next year or, you know, next month. That's something 5 and 10 years down the line. So for right now, again, what we've got to focus on is getting somebody. And again, I'm not disparaging Craig at all. I get it. Where he is in life right now is really a tough thing. I think he is the ideal person to be able to spearhead this for us, but we just got to get it dialed in. We got to get this thing going, and we've got to get people contributing. And so we just have to place a focus on that. We've got to place an emphasis on it. I have to kind of reach out to Craig and ask him if he can carve out the time to do it, to really, really do it. And if he can't, we love him. He will always be a part of us. He can stay on the board, but we got to get somebody that's going to be motivated to do this. And so we'll turn it in a different direction if we need to. Okay. Any questions on that? Thoughts? All right. Again, the floor is open. Anybody else have anything that they'd like to talk about? The gavel is yours. God, next time, everybody have a beer by their phone so we can have a couple beers and talk on that section. I like that. I want you guys to talk, express your feelings. Tell us how much you love everything. I don't know. All right.
I can't wait for mid-November to get here. How's that sound?
Can't wait for mid-November to get here. That's great.
There. Thank you. Proud to be a
podcast. I'm so glad. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Patrick. Just one more short week.
I'm a ray of
sunshine. How many sleeps is that?
Uh-huh.
That's 7 more sleeps until we go to Mr. Folio's house. That's what I'm telling the boys right now. 7 more sleeps. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody that's going to be there, Jordan, Baldwin, Patrick, both of you guys, and everyone else that's going to be there. We got Josh Hero coming in from Chicago. The word is that he's going to be bringing one of my pledge brothers, John Sula, and Rich Harbert, although they haven't registered. So there's a, you know, I'm expecting 25, 30 guys showing up, and it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a real good time. So.
And remember, it's Blue Lot, Section C2, aligned with the press box.
Can we put that out, Patrick? Do we want to do that now, or do we want to wait until the morning of?
I don't care. Either way, I mean.
Email me those specifics, how you want me to post it. I'll add it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Blue Lot C2. And You know, that's one of the things that morning when we go doing the live, the Facebook live thing, you can put it out there and visually show people where the tailgate is on social media. That way they know. So, cool. All right, guys, next call is on the calendar Wednesday, October 19th, 6 o'clock Eastern time. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
67 moved it. A second from?
Patrick.
I need a second. That's Patrick Folio seconding it. Okay, guys, without objection, thank you for the time and a good call. And again, I look forward to seeing everybody next week.
All righty.
See you, folks.
We're done. Thanks. Bye-bye. Man.